Hello, this is Erin Johnson.
And I'm Cara Marinucci. Together, we offer workshops and training on music, meditation, expressive arts, and mind-body approaches.
Today, our focus is radical acceptance. How would your life change if you genuinely accepted yourself just the way you are? How would your life change if you genuinely accepted yourself just the way you are? This is the courageous question asked by Dr. Tara Brach in her book, Radical Acceptance.
And she goes on to note that feelings of shame and unworthiness are the source of many problems we experience with our relationships, careers, creative endeavors, and most fundamentally, our spiritual unfolding.
And Jack Kornfield, in writing the foreword for her book, makes this observation. In a stressful and competitive modern society that has fostered unworthiness, self-judgment, and loss of the sacred for so many, the principles of radical acceptance are essential for reclaiming a joyful and liberated life.
Thank you. I love that quote.
Me too.
Today we want to invite you to open to this liberating idea that you really are okay, and that you can discover the freedom that comes with kindness and true appreciation of yourself and others.
So this is about recognizing our basic goodness and offering unconditional friendliness to ourselves rather than hating ourselves or feeling like we are never good enough. And isn't that something that we run into so much with the people that we work with?
Sometimes it just seems like never good enough, just never good enough. And no matter how much, even if they can say, okay, I did that okay, looking on to the next thing that needs to get done or finding something to criticize in what they did do. This sort of reminds me of a story about the Dalai Lama.
Okay.
The Dalai Lama was meeting with Western meditation teachers, and one of them asked him about the suffering of self-hatred. And a look of confusion came over his face. What is self-hatred? He asked. And as the therapists and teachers in the room tried to explain, he looked increasingly bewildered. Was this mental state a nervous disorder? He asked, when those gathered confirmed that self-hatred was not unusual, but rather a common experience for their students, the Dalai Lama was astonished. How could they feel that way about themselves, he wondered, when everybody has Buddha nature?
You know, I've heard that story so many times, and you know, it just validates the challenges we are all experiencing in this world we're currently living in, that something is wrong with me. It creates so much suffering and a sense of fear, worrying about what others think, a need to prove our worthiness.
Yeah.
Also contributes to addictions to substances, to other people, and to work.
So the beauty and strength in Tara's gift of radical acceptance is that when we accept ourselves, we can trust and express the fullness of who we are. That's how she puts it. We can trust and express the fullness of who we are.
Wouldn't that
be wonderful?
It would be.
She also says, by accepting absolutely everything. What I mean is that we are aware of what is happening within our body and mind in any given moment without trying to control or judge or pull away. I do not mean that we are putting up with harmful behavior, our own or another's. This is an inner process of accepting our actual present moment experience, clearly recognizing what is happening inside of us and regarding what we see with an open heart. This is what she calls radical acceptance.
Very nice. So now let's experience a meditation for acceptance from Tara Brach, guided by Cara.
So as we always do with these meditations, hopefully you're in a place, or you can come back later, when you're in a place where you can sit comfortably and close your eyes and just let the natural rhythm of the breath help you to relax. Take a few moments to let go of obvious places of tightness and tension. And now listening to sounds and becoming aware of the space around you. Allow the curved image of a smile to appear in your mind. Notice how gentleness, kindness, openness, and ease arise with the idea of a smile. Sense the curved, relaxed smile fill your mind and extend outward into space. Now imagine a smile at the corner of both eyes and feel the sensations that arise there. Allow your brow to be smooth, the flesh around your eyes to be soft and relaxed. You might sense your eyes floating gently, as if in a pool of warm water. Continue to soften and let go through the whole area around the eyes. Can you perceive a relaxed brightness there? And now bring a small but real smile to your lips, the half smile of the Buddha, and allow the feeling to relax the muscles of your face. Let the jaw be relaxed and loose, and let the tip of the tongue lightly touch the roof of the mouth. Feel now how the eyes are smiling, the mouth is smiling. Bring the image of a smile to your throat and notice what happens. There might be a relaxing and opening. If there is tightness, allow it to be held in the sense of the smile. Feel again the corners of your eyes smiling, your mouth smiling, your throat smiling, and let this smile drift down into your chest. Imagine the shape and feeling of a smile spreading through the area of your heart. Whatever feelings might be there, allow them to float into the openness and kindness of a smile. Allow yourself to rest in the spaciousness and kind awareness that is engendered by a smile. When thoughts, sensations, or emotions arise, can you sense how they are held with unconditional friendliness? If your mind wanders or you find yourself tightening, you can gently reestablish the smile in your mind, eyes, mouth, and heart. And just take another breath and a moment and allow the smile to bring you back with eyes open and aware.
Yes, the smile we give ourselves. We will close with some words from Jack Kornfield. May I love myself just as I am. May I sense my worthiness and well-being. May I trust this world. May I hold myself in compassion.
And we hope you find yourself smiling at yourself more. Until next time, be well.